You ever see a place, you know, where water would just wash out, a place in the woods or kind of a deep, a gully or anything like that?
No, not around here.
You don't have that? You were talking about dogs. Did you ever have dogs? Were there mean dogs around here? Did you ever get dogs? Did you ever have a dog come after you?
No, not too vicious. You mean wild dogs or something like that? No. Now, I used to have an old dog here, called him Watch. You had to go out there to the gate. If anybody come up there, you had to go out there and make him behave yourself after he. You had to let him know. But you couldn't come in there yourself. Without me or the madam was there to stop him, make him shut up and go back and lay down.
If you weren't
there to stop him.
Yeah. Say somebody came up to your house and you weren't.
You wouldn't come in. You wouldn't come in. I had an old uncle, a daddy's brother. He had an old dog named Rex. He's a great big old Brindle dog.
Brindle dog?
Brindle. He was a Brindle dog. You've seen him old Brindle, big Brindle dogs. Yellow, black. Called him Rex, and he had a horse named Huey. He was named after Huey Long, for he really believed in old Huey Long. And he had this old stud horse, smart horse. He could make that old horse lay down for him to get on him, stretch out. Going to the barn where he kept him all the time, he had a windlass up fastened up there. He had that old horse trained to go get under that windlass there, and he'd unfasten his, ungird him there, and hook a rope in it, pull that saddle out from under him.
Horse?
Take it off the horse, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tie it off. When he got ready to ride it, he'd holler at him, go get under that saddle. That horse would go there most time, but I was out there one time. And the old horse was there, had a stump. He lived up on kind of a rise of the hill like, and a stump off down. We call it the stump. Grass grew down there, kept it clean. The old horse was off down there eating grass. And he hollered at the horse, says, come here, Huey. Hollered at him. Well, Huey just kept eating grass, didn't pay no attention. Hollered at him two or three times, he kept eating grass. So he called old Rex, the old dog. Come here, Rex. He said, go get old Huey. Well, old Rex, he run off down there a little bit and run around a little, wouldn't catch him. Come back. He called old Rex back up that to him, and he got straddled of him, and he got a hand in each ear. I mean, he was making the old dog squall. He was a howling, making his ear just a. He turned him loose and says, confound you, I told you to go get old Huey. And you talk about a dog getting a horse, and a horse go getting under that saddle, he done it.